Hello and welcome to episode number 141 of AV's Ripping Wax Packs podcast, coming to you from La Follette, Tennessee. I'm your host, Aaron Vaughn. This is the show where we rip open a wax pack every week and discuss that year and brand of card along with the players in the pack that we open. Along the way, we'll shout out some of your comments as listeners, discuss nostalgic stories about cards or players that come to mind, and spread the pure joy that comes with ripping open wax packs. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and most podcast platforms. New episodes drop every Thursday. Our email is rippingwaxpacks@gmail.com. That's rippingwaxpacks@gmail.com. Our Facebook page is Ripping Wax Packs. And on YouTube, just type in AV's Ripping Wax Packs to see the part of the podcast where we rip open the pack from the podcast. We're always looking to promote veterans charities, so contact us through any one of the outlets I just mentioned. And we'd be happy to help you decide the best way for you to give to veterans and their families. We would appreciate it, and they would as well. Also, please give a listen to our sister podcast, CVs Tend to Check Out. It's a music podcast produced by Curtis and me. That's my brother. Comes out once a month, sharing the joy of music and hoping to help listeners discover unfamiliar bands or songs they might want to look further into. Check it out right after you listen to this podcast and like, review, and subscribe. This week, we will be checking out and busting a few packs from 2012 Topps opening day. I have a blaster box. We'll do a few of those packs. It says there's 10 packs in there plus one extra pack. So I guess that would be 11 packs with 7 cards per pack. We'll do, it says 7 cards per pack. We'll probably do 3 of those packs. A little bit about 2012 Topps opening day. It says this is a 220 card set released March 7th, 2012, about a month before the start of the 2012 Major League Baseball season. It says on Baseball Cardpedia, as in previous years, the baseball set reprints cards from the Topps flagship that have already been released in 2012 Topps Series 1 or will be released in Series 2. Each 7-card pack will yield at least one insert. This distribution was wax, 36 packs per box, 7 cards per pack. Racks, 26 cards per pack, and I have a blaster box. It has 7 cards per pack, 10 packs in the box, plus one extra pack, so I guess that's 11 packs. At the time, it says these packs that were 7 cards were 99 cents, and the 26 card packs of racks were $3.44, far from the 1984 Donruss I used to buy for about 35 cents for a rack pack. Oh, for those days to come back. Some different inserts in here: gimmicks, blues, printing plates, elite skills, fantasy squad, mascots, superstar celebrations, opening day stars, and autographs. So I could actually list all those. Wasn't so watered down with inserts like it is now, but it's pretty cool stuff to get in there. I did call this episode Christian Lopez. There's a little story about him. It says this for a gimmick. A gimmick card of a New York Yankee fan was included into packs of opening day. Christian Lopez was the fan who caught the home run that accounted for Derek Jeter's 3,000th career hit. He returned the ball to Jeter, asking for nothing in return. Shortly after Jeter's 3,000th hit, Topps announced that Lopez would get a card in a future product, but made no prior announcements as to what that card would be. Lopez's card is done in the style of the 2011 Topps set. It's unclear if Lopez was ever able to acquire a copy of his own card. So that one, I guess it says CL on the back for the number for Christian Lopez. So it'd be cool to pull that one to see the guy that caught Derek Jeter's 3,000th home run ball that was his hit. That was the 3,000th hit he had. He happened to hit a home run there. Pretty cool. So I'm going to be looking for just any Hall of Famer, any star. But we always say, we love to just bust open packs. And this will bring back some memories for some of you, because this is a 2012 pack. So hopefully we can get some comments from y'all. Send your comments in. Keep them coming in. We actually have a treat today. We have people have been asking where Curtis is. He still can't be on the episode and look up all the information of the players pulled, some of the players that he used to look up information on. And he would give us stats or little tidbits about some of the players that we pull from packs and some special players that he picked out. He still can't do that, but he does have a story about baseball cards, and we're going to let him go ahead and tell that story himself. So after Curtis tells a story, we'll go over to the YouTube side and rip the packs of 2012 Topps opening day. So take it away, Curtis.
Hey everybody, this is your old buddy CV, and it's been a while since I've been on the Ripping Wax Packs podcast, but I was just listening to number 140 and heard that cool story by Bill about how he had to use his, he had to sell baseball cards to pay for his hospital bills for his wife and child. And boy, I've heard a lot of different stories about that. I know Aaron and I have a cousin that actually used, he collected baseball cards for years, and he used his baseball cards to finance, or at least partially finance, the first house that he bought. He's probably, I don't know, he's probably 60 by now, so he's a little older than us. But anyways, I just wanted to give a shout out to that story, but also tell my story. With my first marriage, I went and actually sold, I had a couple of them. I sold my Cal Ripken Jr. rookie card to a card shop in Kent. I was going to Kent State University for college at that time, and I wanted to ask my girlfriend to marry me, and didn't have the money. I was working full-time and going to school and all that, but didn't have the money for an engagement ring. Funny thing is, the engagement ring, as I recall, was about $900, which seems like nothing now. But anyway, I just didn't have the money. So I had some baseball cards, and at that time, some of these cards were worth more than they are now. I took Cal Ripken's rookie card, which I can't remember who else was on it, but it was one of those cards that had a couple of other people on it as well. And I sold it to a card shop in downtown Kent, Ohio, for $600. And so that got me partially and then I saved up the rest of my paycheck and stuff to buy my my current girlfriend and my first wife's engagement ring. So I thought you guys might find that funny to hear that. And there's a lot of people, I'm sure, that can tell similar stories, but just wanted to share that story with you and hope everybody's doing well. I'm just, I don't have time to do the research for the stats for some of these players and stuff like I was doing. Apologize for that. Hopefully at some point I can get back to doing that. But right now I just wanted to drop you a little note and say I miss y'all and wanted to share that story with you. Take care, everybody.
All right, Kurt, thanks for the story. Appreciate that. Now we're going to open up some packs of 2012 opening day tops here. Here's the, if you're on YouTube, you can see it's got Justin Verlander on the front of it. So I don't know if that, maybe his is rookie year. I'm not sure. Maybe not. I'm not sure. No, it can't be, because it would have a 2012 tops card already in the tops flagship set, I guess, is what I'm thinking, since these are reprints of those, as it says. All right, opening day, we got Verlander on the front, kind of a red, white, and blue with some silver there on the front of the pack. Let's open three of these packs, seven cards per pack. We're going to have 21 cards here. See what we get. We're looking for that Christian Lopez, the guy that caught Derek Jeter's 3,000th hit, which was a home run ball. Pretty cool. All right, so I guess these look just like 2012 tops. Here's John Danks. And the back has all of their major league service on it, it looks like, all those stats. John Danks, just got a white border. It's got their name on it on the bottom. And says Tops in the top left corner. And has an opening day symbol down there in the bottom right side there. Next, we have Matt Joyce. It looks like here's an insert, Fantasy Squad, Michael Young, DH. Pretty cool looking card. Has a little bit about him on the back, but it's an insert card. Another insert card. Kind of looks like an old Sport Flicks card. It doesn't change to different positions, but kind of feels like that. Kind of scratchy on the front. Has opening day stars, Hanley Ramirez. And it's a an insert card. Pretty cool card. Chase Utley, Justin Masterson, and Howie Kendrick. All right, next pack. Pretty cool. Two inserts there to start with. Maybe you get one each pack. I'm not sure. Brandon Belt, Roy Halladay, gone too soon, Orlando Hudson, Brandon Phillips. This looks a little different. It's got April 5th, 2012 written on it right there, and it's in blue border. And on the back, it shows 1,528 out of 2012, so it's an insert, and it's numbered. So it would be worth a little bit more than the base card because it's a blue border. They don't make as many of them. They're only made 2012 of these since it's numbered to 2012. Another insert card, On Deck Preparation. This is Joey Votto. Pretty cool little black bordered card. Paul Goldschmidt. Great player. Brett Gardner. Guy always played his butt off. Last pack here. Check it out. We got Mark Trumbo. He's got a gold cup rookie there on it. Mariano Rivera. Man, what a reliever. Oh, sweet. We got a Mickey Mantle. They put him as the number 7 card. I love getting a Mantle anytime it is. Pretty cool. I didn't even realize that was in there. Mickey Mantle, number 7. Awesome. Wow, what an unbelievable player. Rangers captain. It's a little mascot card. That's an insert, it looks like. M for mascot on the back. Johnny Cueto. Phil Hughes. Shin-Soo Chu. And a in-stores for opening day 2012 sticker collection. It's just kind of an ad for those stickers. All right, those are our three packs. Appreciate you tuning into the YouTube side. And again, Curtis, thanks for the story. And we'll go back and finish up the podcast. All right, thanks for tuning in. Again, we appreciate it. Our email is rippingwaxpacks@gmail.com. Our Facebook page is Ripping Wax Packs. And on YouTube, just type in AV's Ripping Wax Packs to see the part of the podcast where we rip open the pack from the podcast. And remember to check out our other podcast, CVs Tend to Check Out. It's a music podcast that comes out once a month. Keep the comments coming in, and we appreciate the support. We're always looking to promote veterans charities, so contact us to learn more about donating to veterans and their families. And thanks again today to Curtis, and we hope he comes back soon and he becomes a part of the weekly podcast again. We're praying for that, and we're praying for all of you. This has been AV's Ripping Wax Packs Podcast. This is Aaron Vaughn thanking you for tuning in. Have fun, be safe, love one another, and keep God first in your life. Have a good one.